good afternoon, world, on a cold day. It is February 24th, or February 24th. Art and I are sitting here having lunch. Glad to see that the temperature has recovered to 19 degrees, because when I woke up at 6:45 in the morning, it was negative 7. If that's not enough to stop a heart, brr. Anyway, the challenge today is...
stay warm.
Yeah, right? Does work... how can I put it? I forgot the exact wording. Does work help prevent the three evils? Vice, boredom, and poverty. No. It does not. One can be very bored at work. There's some people that hold more than one job and they're still just barely above the poverty line. When you think of all the stuff that's taken out in taxes. As far as vice, I never stopped smoking. Don't intend to. And it depends what you mean by vice. But in a very succinct word, no. One can be very bored at work, too. If you have a job that you don't like, that you're in just so that you can get some money in order to live. Some people do not have the choice of getting the job they like. It is get a job so I can have a meal on the table. And for those people who are in that position, it's not going to matter how interesting or boring the job is, as long as it gets enough food to get a meal on the table.
Boy, was I blessed.
Yes, we were both blessed. We were not bored at our jobs. We're not in the poverty line. I still smoke. Love my coffee. Love my chocolate. So, vice, I mean, I don't know what exactly is meant by vice, but... but Art and I made out good. We were very blessed. You are right about that, my love. But what do you think? Is work the answer to, or poverty, vice, and boredom?
Well, it was for me.
Yes, and it was for me too. But as a general rule, I'd say those for whom it is are very blessed and very fortunate. And those for whom it isn't,
sad.
It's very sad. I mean, I look at my brother Tracy now. He's going through a divorce. He was working in a school cafeteria. A horrible job, but the only job that he could find at the moment. And it just barely got him enough money to get, you know, to deal with all of his obligations. And buy gas to get him to and from work and everything else. Plus, it was an extreme physical discomfort. And I mean, some chemical burns. He ended up with an infected wound because of it and that kind of stuff. And was working with a very unpleasant, not necessarily unpleasant, but not workable person. He finally found another job, which he will start in probably middle of March. But again, it's not the greatest job. It's a stock boy at Walmart. Hours are from 10 at night to 7 in the morning. Will it break the poverty line? No. Will he possibly have to look for a second job? Possibly. Will he get bored doing stock duty? Probably. So as you can see, the answer is not always, not really. And those for whom work has breached the poverty boundary and breached the boredom factor, etc., like Art and I, are exceedingly blessed.
You can say that again.
We are exceedingly blessed.
Yes.
So that's our answer for the challenge for February 24th. And we'll see what tomorrow's challenge brings. We're almost through, guys. 4 more to go. Anyway, catch you all tomorrow. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.